Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Posderick, and you've been listening to Govern America with Darren Weeks on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today's date is October the 16th, 2010, and we're working hard to bring you the pure, unvarnished truth about who you are and what your status is. Thanks for tuning in. I want to welcome all Darren Weeks listeners. I want to thank all those who've sent me information via the email. I want to remind everyone that Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited is on immediately after our show at noon. And I invite everyone to stay tuned for Todd's hard-hitting commentary. I want to thank all my listeners and say that today's show is the one-year anniversary of Positively Unconstitutional. So I want to say thanks again to the Republic Broadcasting Network and all my listeners for giving me this chance to be as long-winded as I want to be on every Saturday morning. And with that said, here we go. I heard something the other day about the Second Amendment case of Otis McDonald et al. Versus the City of Chicago. And I think that everyone knows that McDonald's right to own a gun in the city limits of Chicago was affirmed. You know, in other words, he is allowed to have a gun. But then I heard someone make the argument that, of course, you wouldn't want a felon or a mentally ill person to be able to own a gun, do you? And I thought, wow, Now the government, you know, all they have to do is just arrest you, convict you of a felony, or just simply declare you mentally ill, and you can't have a gun. And, of course, we all understand that, you know, violent felons will always find ways to get guns, you know, whether they're legal or not. But as for the mentally ill, and, you know, we're going to take calls to discuss, you know, this. We're going to take, you know, we're going to talk about the proper role of government and personal gun ownership. And it comes to my mind immediately, you know, our sovereign state citizens terrorists, as, you know, the government's claiming. Well, for that matter, are libertarians or right-wing Republicans, are they terrorists? You know, is it the Supreme Court's, you know, role in our government system to interpret the law? Or is it the Supreme Court's job to just strike down any unconstitutional laws that Congress and the President try to pass? Like, I mean, CAFTA, you know, it says communitarian law is the supreme law of the land. But I digress. That's a whole nother show. And I thought, wow, now the government can arrest you, convict you of a felony, or simply declare you mentally ill. Then I ran across this quote. And the quote said, define mentally ill. I don't know what famous psychiatrist said it, but I think we can all agree that that just about says it all. But then, you know, I was going through my email and somebody sent me, you know, this article, is free thinking a mental illness? So my first question is, do we need a Supreme Court to interpret the law? Or as I've said repeatedly, the Supreme Court's job is to strike down all positively unconstitutional laws. You know, like this whole Obamacare Health Care Act that destroys the Constitution. It runs over due process. It forces all Americans into commerce. It forces Americans to buy things that they may not want. And, you know, famous quote, you know, there's no greater tyranny than to force a man to buy a product that he doesn't want. So the powers that be have apparently armed themselves with a dizzying array of weapons, you know, to destroy all dissent. Just think, from the time you were born, you're registered, and thus you're owned by the state, that most powerful abstraction that invades every aspect of your life. Now, since the state owns the children, it can forcibly vaccinate you if you don't willingly vaccinate your own children. And have you noticed that there's more and more Asperger's syndrome and more autism than ever before? And now they have direct links to mercury in vaccinations that directly correlate to normal children who become autistic immediately after their 9-month vaccinations. Then, of course, if your child misbehaves at school or if school is too slow and boring and unchallenging for your child, they just diagnose him with ADD and they drug him into normaldom. Then, of course, since you live in a modern feudal society where the all-powerful state is the landholder and lawmaker and you're a sharecropper instilled with American...
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And this is the one-year anniversary show, and today we're talking about gun rights. And what rights are those? What rights do you have? Do you have any rights? Or, as I was saying before I went to the break, you live in a modern feudal society where the all-powerful state is the landholder and the lawmaker. And you and I are sharecroppers, but we've been instilled with American pride. Home of the free, land of the brave, with liberty and justice for all. I mean, that's got to be the biggest con of all time. You know, as Colonel House declared to Woodrow Wilson at the installation of the Federal Reserve, after all, this is the only logical way to fund government, by floating liens and debts to the registrants in the form of benefits and privileges. This will inevitably reap us huge profits beyond our wildest expectations and leave every American a contributor to this fraud, which we will call social insurance. And without realizing it, every American will unknowingly be our servant, however begrudgingly. The people will become helpless and without any hope for their redemption. And so here we are. Are we the home of the brave? Hardly. Every person I talk to is scared to death of the IRS. None would even consider changing their nationality and go against the IRS, except this one poor fool who flew his plane into the office building there in Austin. And what he didn't understand is that he entered into a private legal agreement with the state and the IRS, and he was therefore a voter. He joined the social insurance. He was a social insurance participant. He had a socialist security card, and therefore he was a taxpayer by his own consent. When he registered for his driver's license franchise and the social insurance contract, and by rebelling against the lawful de jure republic of the state that, you know, the states united, he joined the private, contractual, corporate United States, and then he failed to abide by the adhesive, undisclosed contracts of each of these. Then, because he failed to understand what he had done, he blamed somebody else, and he went off the deep end, and he crashed his plane into an office building where he killed at least one innocent IRS employee, if there is such a thing. I believe there is. Now that I've gone on my rant, I want to go back and read this article. And the article is called, Is Free Thinking a Mental Illness? It starts out, Is Nonconformity and Free Thinking a Mental Illness? And according to the newest edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM-4, it most certainly is. The manual identifies a new mental illness called Oppositional Defiant Disorder, or ODD. I'm digressing, but I certainly must be odd. Now, odd is defined as an ongoing pattern of disobedient, hostile, and defiant behavior. Symptoms include questioning authority, negativity, defiance, argumentativeness, and being easily annoyed. The DSM-4 is the manual used by psychiatrists to diagnose mental illnesses, and with each new edition, there are scores of new mental illnesses. Are we becoming sicker? Is it getting harder to be mentally healthy? Authors of the DSM-4 say that it's because they're better able to identify these illnesses today. Critics charge that it's because they have too much time on their hands. New mental illnesses identified by the DSM-4 include arrogance, narcissism, above average creativity, cynicism, and antisocial behavior. In the past, these were commonly called personality traits, but now they're diseases. And there are treatments available. All of this is a symptom of our over-diagnosing and over-medicating culture. In the last 50 years, the DSM-4 has gone from 130 to 357 mental illnesses. A majority of these illnesses afflict children. Imagine that. Although the manual is an important diagnostic tool for the psychiatric industry, it has also been responsible for social changes. The rise in ADD, attention deficit disorder, bipolar disorder, and depression in children has been largely because of the manual's identifying certain behaviors as symptoms. A Washington Post article observed that if Mozart were born today, he would be diagnosed with ADD and medicated into barren normality. According to the DSM-4, the diagnosis guidelines for identifying oppositional defiant disorder are for children. But adults can just as easily suffer from the disease. This should give any free-thinking American reason for worry. The Soviet Union used new mental illnesses for political repression. People who didn't accept the beliefs of the Communist Party developed a new type of schizophrenia. They suffered from the delusion of believing that communism was wrong. They were isolated, forcefully medicated, and put through repressive therapy to bring them back to sanity. When the last edition of the DSM-4 was published, identifying the symptoms of various mental illnesses in children, there was a jump in the diagnosis and medication of children. Some states have laws that allow protective agencies to forcibly medicate and even make it a punishable crime to withhold medication. This paints a chilling picture for those of us who are nonconformists. Although the authors of the manual claim no ulterior motives but simply better diagnostic practices, the labeling of free thinking and nonconformity as mental illnesses has a lot of potential for abuse. It can easily become a weapon in the arsenal of a repressive state. Oh my goodness. Can you believe this? Is anybody out there listening? Give me a call. Let me know what you think. Am I mentally ill? Are you mentally ill? Do you think what the government is doing is right? Do you think what it's doing is wrong? You know, I look and I think about, you know, the politics of Texas here right now. Of course, the race for governor is up, and Governor Perry is pitted against the Democratic challenger, Bill White, the mayor of Houston. And, of course, they're both painting as the other one, as he's in it for himself. And the charge against Bill White is that after the Ike hurricane, he hired a company to do cleanup that didn't have the equipment. And then he was invited to make an investment in that company, and he profited $500,000 from his investment by giving them the cleanup business after the hurricane. And, of course, we can see that, you know, Perry came into office, you know, with an $8 or a $9 billion deficit, and he's managed to double the deficit from $9 billion to $18 billion, and he's crowing like, you know, he's done a great job, and, you know, economy in Texas is great, and blah, 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 blah. Well, it's like I've said before, you know, we have two false choices. I don't want either one of them. I know both of them are in it for themselves. They're lifelong politicians. You know, Perry is spending and spending and spending us into oblivion. And, of course, Bill White will do the same. You know, he's a Marxist. He's cutting the label of Obama. You know, and it doesn't matter which one gets elected, you know, the outcome will be the same. They'll spend and spend and spend and spend until they can tax away all your income or, you know, the system collapses. And that's where we're headed, to a system collapse. And I know these things take a lot of time, but, you know, you can never tell when. And you know, just from Bernanke's comments, I mean, I can see that prices have shot up after he announced that there would probably be more quantitative easing. In other words, the Fed's going to print more money. But there's a substantial amount of deleveraging still going on in the economy. You know, I was told that, you know, companies are trying to deleverage from, you know, what amounts to $42 trillion in debt, half of that, down to $21 trillion. And, of course, there's no way the Fed's going to write that kind of money. But, you know, I was talking about gun rights. Do you have any gun rights? You know, everyone thinks, oh, the Second Amendment to the Constitution says that, you know, your rights to carry a gun shall not be infringed, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, now they're crowing that, oh, the NRA won in this Otis McDonald versus City of Chicago case. And, you know, if you look at it, the NRA, what they did is they challenged the regulations. The NRA, their case is focused on the fact that Chicago's gun registrations laws don't allow the registration of handguns. And, of course, it should be noted that in the District of Columbia versus Heller case, the court also recognized the distinction between weapons in common use at the time and weapons that were considered dangerous and unusual. And so we can see they're interpreting, you know, what does it mean that shall not be infringed? Well, the Supreme Court's interpreting that, you know, there's a distinction between a common gun and an assault rifle and a bazooka and a this and a that, you know. But McDonald challenges four broad aspects of Chicago's gun registration laws, which according to the plaintiffs are, one, to prohibit the registration of handguns, thus affecting a broader handgun ban. Two, to require that guns be registered prior to their acquisition by Chicago residents, which is not always feasible to do. Three, mandate that guns be re-registered annually with another payment or a fee. And four, render any gun permanently non-registrable if its registration lapses. You know, this is ridiculous. I mean, these are all major infringements on all of this. And with that said, I hear the music telling us that we need to go for another word from our sponsor, but the minute we come back, we're going to take a call. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Attention, all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Today is October the 16th, 2010. It's the one-year anniversary of Positively Unconstitutional. And we've been talking about gun rights. And I want to ask the question again. Is it a God-given right, or is it a corporate privilege which can be revoked at any time to own a gun? And, you know, this whole case of McDonald versus City of Chicago, is it a false hope that's being held out there? And we got our first caller, John from Tennessee. Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Phil. I'm actually holding back laughter because I've known for years that I was odd. You know, when I read Thoreau, a quote from Henry David Thoreau that said to be a man was to be a nonconformist, I never thought that it would probably give me free drugs at some point in the future. You know, I've been
Skelazine
and Haldol forced upon me to make me some little zombie for the global government. I mean, this is, Phil.
What did you call it? I like that. A communal zombie?
Yeah, a little zombie for the global government. I mean, you've got to be obedient. You know, you can't. Do you realize what we would not have if it hadn't been for people that were fulfilling the symptoms of the odd disorder, thinking outside the box? You know, we'd be walking. the Wright brothers, depending on where you think they get their information, who would ever think that man could fly? Who would think that you could project voices and images through the air? And we may be better off that that had never happened.
Well, you know, back in the 50s, they didn't think that they could have supercomputers because there was no way to make all the connections of all the circuits until somebody figured out how to make a printed circuit board.
Well,
billions and billions of stuff.
Well, and that comes another question, whether or not you believe that man figured it out or he was given an instruction manual by someone that was an ungodly person or entity, and that takes us to a whole other place. But in the 1800s, you know, a guy could be a horse thief or a murderer, and if they didn't hang him, he went to jail. When he came out of jail, Phil, they gave him his horse back or a horse or money to buy a horse because he had a right to travel. And they gave him his gun because he had a right to defend his own life, and he had to have his food. So, you know, what are gun laws? I said it years ago, and I said it on a 90,000-watt radio station in Nashville, Tennessee. Any gun law is an illegal law. If the government has airplanes and they've got rockets and bombs and missiles and tanks, I have a right to have them. I don't want them. I have a right to have them because the Second Amendment was put there so that I could defend myself against a tyrannical form of government.
My point is, as a 14th Amendment slave, you cannot own property, and you have no rights. You have only corporate privileges and immunities, and all the government has to say is emergency, and you no longer have any rights whatsoever. That's the law.
I understand what you're saying, Phil.
It's the Patriot Act. They can yell terrorism. They can yell emergency. They can yell health care emergency, medical emergency, plague, any number of things, and no person in this country has any rights whatsoever.
Well, the only problem with that, Phil, two more things, and I'll leave so that others can get on. The problem with that is I've been bought back. I've been redeemed. I'm not their slave. I'm a willing slave to another person altogether who purchased me with his life, okay? The other thing I want to suggest, we've all heard of Ayn Rand, or Ayn Rand, however you want to pronounce the name. We've heard of the Fountainhead. We've heard of Atlas Shrugged. We may have read them. Pick up a little book that she wrote. It's called Anthem. Read Anthem. It's about 170 or 80 pages long. It'll blow you away because Anthem is a book that's telling the world exactly what you're telling them today. You have no right to education. You will do what they want you to do. If it's sweeping the streets, if it's working in the field, if it's teaching in their so-called schools, be educating the masses, that's what it's about. And she wrote a book about that, too. Pick it up.
I think of it in terms as indoctrinating the children.
Well,
and, I really think that autism and Asperger's, it's by design. They want those people who are malfunctioning, you know, more wards of the state, more people who are dependent on the state, you know.
Well, the problem is, Phil, it's not those that we're malfunctioning to them because their baloney isn't sinking in, you know, it's rolling off. So what do they do with kids that have a head that is able to comprehend 15 things at once? The teacher says, he can't pay attention. Well, he's looking at all these different directions you're giving him that are conflicting and insulting his intelligence because he knows before you ever teach him to do it, it doesn't work. And what do? You send him to we send him to special education. He's got a problem. He needs to see the school psychiatrist.
We have a whole process of confusing our children. First, we tell them that Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy are real. And this is all so that we can indoctrinate them into believing the big lie now, the big fraud. Yep. Oh, land of the brave, home of the free, liberty and justice for all. Liberty, oh, you're free to do whatever you want, except for these 60 million codes and statutes.
Thank you, Phil.
You can hear the music. Thanks for your call, John. We'll have another caller after the break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And this is our one-year anniversary show, and we're talking about gun rights today. And do we actually have any God-given rights anymore? Or have all our rights been secured by the corporate state and exchanged for corporate privileges and immunities? And with that question posed, I'm going to go to our next caller, Clint in Canada. Clint, are you with me?
Congratulations on your great show. I can't say that I'm a regular listener, but I'm going to become one. You had a really good description there today of reality, my reality.
It's a terrible reality, this 14th Amendment slave, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm trying to tie my thoughts into what your topic is, and the last few years I've been, as a parent with kids going to a public school, I've been really concerned about psychotropic drugs being, the schools being an instrument to get our kids put on these. Of course, the parents have to agree to it, but they are coerced into taking their kids to a doctor by a family resource worker, is what they call them up here in Canada, which is like a school guidance counselor. So this kid is depressed or hyperactive, whatever. They're sent to the family resource worker, and I talked to our family resource worker in our school here, and she said she had her what do you call it, protocol is to get the kid over to the family practitioner who doesn't know squat about these drugs, and but he knows how to write out a prescription and get these kids put on some kind of drug, and then they're just like your previous caller and you've been talking about. They become a good little conformist, and they just sit there and do what they're told and absorb whatever they're told. And
they vehemently defend the system, you know, the communist system.
Yeah.
You try to explain to young people that, you know, this is the communist system that they're living. This is not a system of liberty. This is not a system, you know, of common law. This is not a Republican system of law. This is a communist system of law that steals all the labors because of all the workers, because just like Russia, you know, I've said it before, Russia,
yeah,
communism is a monopoly.
Well,
and the state owns all the land, all the people, and all the means of production. And here,
right,
it's not such a severe form of communism. It's fascism for the capitalists. They own, you know, the companies through, well, you know, they're taking them over more and more directly now. But I mean, this is, you know, corporate fascism and communitarian law for the rest of us. You know, the state's the all important one, and everyone else can be sacrificed for the state. I mean,
somehow they've made us love this thing. You know, they've seduced us or something into just thinking this is wonderful. And like once you
again, it's a mass brainwashing. It's like a mass hypnotism of people, not only here but people around the world. I mean, people are fighting to get over here and become naturalized citizens to effectively establish a master-slave relationship with, you know, the U.S. government. And, of course, the reason is always been given to me that every person I've talked to who comes from outside the country is, well, just look at how it is everywhere else. Look at all this grand infrastructure that you have here. Look at these interstate highways. Look at these high-rise buildings. Look at the facilities. Look at the, you know, the gymnasiums and the football fields. And, you know, it's a three-ring circus is what they're looking at. It's all the stuff that they've, you know, generated out
there. We worship that. We worship that stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an altar.
Professional athlete. You know, and I can tell you, people, you know, people are so lost, they're looking for anything to hitch their wagon to.
Anyway, I quit our Rod and Gun Club up here because I went to the Rod and Gun Club trying to get through to these numbskulls that the guns are getting a bad rap because of a lot of these school shootings, and I tried to show them that most of these school shootings, the kids that are doing the shooting are on some kind of a doctor-prescribed medication in a lot of cases, and it's really, we should be taking a stand and making people aware of this, that drugs are the problem, and
well, when you give psychotropic drugs to a young person, he doesn't know how he's supposed to feel anymore.
Right.
And I remember one very troubled neighbor kid that used to come over, and I have a glass door in my house. He ran through the house. He jumped and he slammed his body against the glass door and bounced off it. And my initial reaction was I walked over, I grabbed him by the hand, I spanked him. I said, don't do that anymore, you know. And everyone was, you know, in the room was just appalled that I would hit somebody else's child, that I would spank him on the butt like that, you know, because he misbehaved. You know, he was totally stunned. I'm going to go tell my mother. I said, you just go right home. You just go tell your mother and you don't need to come back here anymore. You know? And that's
purpose?
How I handled it. But, you know, people, these young kids, they've been given all these psychotropic drugs. They don't know what they're supposed to feel like. They don't know who they are. They've been confused. They've been lied to. We have this whole matrix overlay of this crazy federal government in this country. I mean, it's just amazing what goes on here.
Are you familiar with the word transubstantiation?
Transubstantiation. You know, I've seen that word a lot on the television show Fringe.
It's actually a word.
Ahead, tell us what it means.
Well, it's a substance miraculously turning into another substance, and I think that's a pretty accurate definition. I don't have a
letting
dictionary.
Letting gold as an example.
Yeah, well, it's more applied to the idea of the body, or the bread and the wine turning into the body and the blood of Christ. But I'm sure it's been applied to other contexts as well. But anyway, I woke up this morning thinking about how this crap they're putting in vaccines is, you know, in the minds of most people, that crap, in my opinion, is just imitating of us being exposed to some virus or bug, and our immune system doing what God intended it to do. But they're injecting this crap into our body, and our body is reacting to it, and quite often it's an adverse reaction with autoimmune diseases and all this. But I think it's almost like a religion, this whole reverence for serums, like this crap that they stir up, and it turns miraculously into a serum that's going to save us. And the same with psychotropic drugs. They're just a bunch of chemicals that they get us to take, and in our minds, it's a miraculous thing.
Clint, let me give you a little of my wisdom, what I've learned. And what I've learned is that the gateway to your health is across your lips. So what goes in your mouth determines your health. And the problem in this country is, and myself included, my own son included, diagnosed with ADD, you know, go to the counselor, give him Ritalin, blah, 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 blah. The real thing that should be addressed is, what are we feeding our children in this country? Okay. We know that the aspartame is toxic and it causes nerve damage and brain damage in the test monkeys that they did the tests on. So we can assume that it's toxic to humans as well. You know, the average American eats 160 pounds of sugar a year, and he probably eats twice that of white bleached flour a year. And all these things do is they make you hyperactive. They boost your insulin up. They make you insulin resistant. They make you obese, and they make you to where you can't sit still. Why? You're wired out on sugar. You know, you give your kid a box of sugar in the morning, you send him off to school, and you wonder why he can't sit still. He needs to go run. He just ate 1,000 calories of sugar. You know, he could run 10 miles on that much energy.
Yeah.
You know, and so we don't address the underlying causes at all. And this is what I keep preaching about everything.
Yeah, well, you're preaching to the converted here.
The underlying causes, the underlying bankruptcy of the United States, the underlying fraud of the, you know, of the government, you know, being a corporate government and getting away from the republic. You know, the underlying cause of all these symptoms. All we do in Western medicine, we treat the symptom.
I like what your previous caller said about he's no longer, he's got a new master. He's not going to be a slave to these bastards anymore.
I know a couple people like this, and God bless you. Can you know if you can do this, if you can make that happen, more power to you. We need
thanks
more
for
people
trying
like
to.
We need a critical mass of 2.5 or 3% of the population who will trade with each other, who will make their own. You'll do it the right way.
You're really helping chisel some of the scales off our eyes, and that's really important. I appreciate your program.
Well, you know, the other thing that I look at now is the Amish. You know, the Amish have sustained their way of life through all this for the last, you know, 150 years. And they've refused exactly what we're talking about, and that is to get into the corporate game with the corporate government.
They're not into Monsanto's stuff. They're not worshiping at Monsanto's altar, the Amish?
Monsanto's altar, that's right. You
like
know.
The Hutterites up here are kind of a similar deal, but they are totally sold out to Monsanto and big pharma and chemical companies.
Who are you talking about?
They're called Hutterite Brethren. They're a colony. They're similar to the Amish. They're from the same branch of Minnow Simons, the reformer.
Uh-huh.
They happen to be descendants of a guy named Hutter, but he was a buddy of Minnow Simons that the Mennonites branched off from in the Reformation days.
I see. Well, you know, Mennonites use electricity, so the Amish think they're heathens anyhow.
So the Amish are actually not, they're not using all these chemicals?
What's that?
Are the Amish using all these chemicals for their crops?
No, I don't think so. I think, well, you know, good. They're mostly organic, you know. They use, you know, the old-fashioned way, cow manure.
How can I become one?
How can you become an Amish person? You know, I don't really think they're taking converts.
I wouldn't mind joining.
In fact, you know, if you know about the Amish, at about age 16, they give the children the opportunity to leave the, you know, the Amish commune and go out into the public and experience the Western lifestyle and make a choice whether they want to stay in the traditional Amish lifestyle, you know, of farming and, you know, doing the barn raisings and that whole lifestyle, or whether they want to go out and join the corporate United States and get a Social Security card and work for a living, you know, and be a communist. And, you know, I really think that's interesting because, you know, when I was brought up, I never had that opportunity, and I like to joke about it. You know, when I made my first communion, I had the opportunity to make my parents proud, or I had the opportunity to get a beating and then make my first communion. Those were my two choices.
Yeah. Anyway, really good talking to you, Phil.
Thanks for your call, Clint.
Yeah, yeah, and take care, and congratulations again on your show, and I'm going to check out some of the archives on it. Sounds great.
Well, I appreciate it, and again, thanks for your call. And yeah, it's a shame when we think we're winning when we're losing again. Isn't that the song lyric? Yeah, it's a shame when you think that you're winning when you're losing again. You know, I hear this, you know, whole McDonald.
Are you familiar with the idea that, or not the idea, the fact that the words that are translated witchcraft and sorcery come from a Greek word, pharmakia? Did you know about that, or
witchcraft? No, I did not know that.
The words in the Bible that are the Greek word they're translated from is pharmakia, the same word we get the modern word pharmacy from.
Mm-hmm.
You can check that out in a concordance of the Bible.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very
check out.
Interesting.
Yeah, just go to the word. If you have a concordance, a Strong's concordance is the one I have. You go to the words, and it shows what Greek word they came from, and it's the word pharmakia. So, I mean, this stuff's been around forever. These guys have been, these conjurers and sorcerers and mind manipulators. I don't know how they were doing it a couple thousand years ago, but they probably had potions back then that they were getting people to take, not to mention the brainwashing. They've been around forever. The word pharmakia has been around forever.
Pharmakia. So it's the drugs you take that make you crazy. So, you know, this is, you know, it just keeps getting worse and worse, you know. I mean, you think about this in combination with hate speech. Well, you know, anything you say that's anti-Semitic, well, that's hate speech. And of course, now, if you're insane, you can't have a gun. Or, I mean, if you're mentally ill. And of course, if you oppose the government, then you're mentally ill. So, you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If the government says we need to take away your guns and you oppose it, then you're mentally ill, you can't have a gun.
Yeah.
Beautiful way to work it, huh?
Anyway, you have a good day, Phil. Good talking
all right.
to you.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
And we're going to go on to our next caller here. I believe Chris in Tennessee is holding. Chris, how are you?
Good morning, Phil. Phil, I'm originally from New York, and I was fortunate enough to have grandparents that we had a house upstate New York, and I became a skilled marksman at the early age. And I had trouble reading and writing because I was severely dyslexic, but I was fortunate enough that New York had good schools, so I learned to trade as auto mechanics, and I joined Marine Corps at 17. And then we had the shooting of the train of that one immigrant in New York where he shot the innocent people in New York. In New York, you get 5 years automatic jail time for any pistol, but you're allowed a deer rifle and a shotgun. But anyway, the lady who ran for Congress when she got elected, she was totally against any type of firearms and the Second Amendment, but yet she would promote pornographic stuff. But anyway, she has since that time damaged the Democratic Party and affected our rights in other states. Well, since that time, I have moved here to the state of Tennessee, and I'm presently 50 years old, and I'm also a concealed weapons permit holder. I ran for our state senator and United States Senate, and I received thousands of votes of many people here in the state. I became informed of a man of by the name of Rick Stanley, who was also running as United States Senator in the state of Colorado. Rick's position was that it was a God-given right to own a pistol, to have a Second Amendment right to carry his pistol in public, and he called me a sellout because I paid to have a background check, the FBI to check my records.
Hold that thought. We got to go back to commercial. Another word from our sponsors. We're talking with Chris in Tennessee, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Unconstitutional. And we're talking with our caller, Chris, in Tennessee.
Yes.
And Chris, before the break, you were saying that this senator from Colorado said you were a sellout because you went through the process to get a permit to carry.
Yes, sir.
And, his attitude was that it was a God-given right, and you shouldn't have to get anything, you shouldn't have to pay anything, you shouldn't have to take any tests, and there should be no way that the government can do anything about you owning and carrying a gun.
Yes, sir. So, but I never informed him that I was on the ballot here as a candidate for the Senate, And one of his goals were to have a million-man march on Washington, D.C. He then started getting attention from the local police enforcement there, and he was initially arrested for carrying a firearm in public. He was brought in front of the judge and tried to tell the judge that it was his constitutional right to carry a firearm, and that particular judge said the Constitution does not apply in his courtroom. Mr. Stanley, at that time, also was trying to organize a militia, which I formed, which we had a group of people, which that information was destroyed at the time. But Mr. Stanley finally was arrested by the SWAT team, is doing 6 years in jail, and he proved a point, but he lost the war. Okay, my life of living a clean life without a felony conviction was able for me to receive my concealed weapons permit. And basically, if somebody, in my opinion, if somebody would have been carrying a concealed weapons permit on the train that day and took out that belligerent immigrant that tried to kill innocent people, that would have been stopped immediately, and the whole trend that we have seen for the last 10 years would have been reversed. We are facing an election in the next couple days, and I have yet to see any of our politicians have enough stamina to say, when an illegal immigrant gives birth to a baby in this country, that child should be an illegal baby. And the whole thing of, I've listened to people here on this program that does not want a driver's license, does not want a Social Security card, and does not want to conform to certain things in society, that is your choice. But I have stood up for the Pledge of Allegiance. I have done my time in the military, and I've tried to live my life in peace. What you said about the comments of being called an anti-Semite have also been called by the government as being disturbed or not mentally sound or a domestic terrorist like Jack McLam has been called right now. Yes, will get some of that attention. I've had death threats on me, and I've called them out and said, look, I didn't think I was going to make it to be 50. Bring it on. I'm trying to pay for ads in a paper, but this will give me a lot of free press. So what I'm trying to say is, when you get ready to make a stand, bring your lunch when you're dealing with me. And I've been listening to your show, and I'm very proud to have the opportunity, but when we are been getting involved in the Mideast and trying to bring Christianity on a Muslim nation under the leader of George W. Bush, and a man can't even complete a complete sentence, he has damaged the relationship, in my opinion, of how the rest of the world has looked on Americans. And I will be quiet and listen to your reply, sir.
Well, you covered a lot of ground there. You know, Marine at 17, you know, skilled marksman. You know, I tend to agree with your assessment that if more people were carrying a gun on that subway when a guy pulled out and started shooting people, you know, this belligerent, that, you know, we'd have less crime. You know, if it was a certainty that, you know, if you pulled out a gun and started shooting people, somebody's going to pull out a gun and shoot you, then there's going to be less and less of these types of things. But
yes, sir.
Bill,
I want to thank you for the time. Let somebody else get on there. And
all right, Chris,
there's people out here in the world, and we're not rolling over that easy. Phil, thank you for the
Thank you.